For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
The resident DEA agent in charge of Ohio told the Columbus Dispatch this week, quote, "This is an epidemic problem. The amounts we're seeing, we're talking central Ohio, is not normal. It doesn't make sense for the doorstep of middle America." End quote. He's talking about Franklin County, Ohio's current heroin experience. 24 heroin trafficking arrests this year after only one last year. 36 heroin possession arrests versus 3 last year. And 28 fatal heroin overdoses so far in 2007, more than the last 3 years combined. Despite this increasingly typical scenario, the Bush administration has once again surrendered in its half-hearted plan for next year's Afghan poppy crop to be sprayed with herbicide from the air. American client state Afghanistan now produces 93% of the world's heroin. Since the U.S. invasion in 2001, Afghanistan's heroin yield has soared 45-fold, from 20 to 900 tons, and is expected to continue skyrocketing, seemingly without limit. The Drug War Chronicle described Poppygate recently as a real dilemma for Western policymakers. Quote, "Do they crack down on opium and drive farmers into the hands of the Taliban? Or do they turn a blind eye and watch opium profits buy shiny new weapons for the Taliban?" Prohibition appears to have created a lose-lose situation for the West. Very well said. Of course, Mr. Ohio DEA man, you got it right too. It's not normal. No, sir. I mean, yes, sir. It's Bush brand normal, in which the president sets up a heroin monopoly for the ages, while you and your colleagues worldwide risk your lives every day cleaning up the mess. Normal, like that. This is Glenn Greenway, reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Does the drug war ever make you feel kind of creepy and wonder why the United States is leading this international and everlasting jihad on the world? Well, if it does, maybe you should do something about it. Go to endprohibition.org. There you can link up with many of the best drug reform organizations on the planet, some of which are represented on this week's Century of Lies and Cultural Baggage programs. Please do your part to help end this madness. Dean Becker, DrugTruth.net.